There we go. Okay, now I'm recording. Monday, June 29, 2020, 11:01 a.m. I'm not starting recording now. I actually started recording early this morning, and at one point during the recording, I lost power to my recording device and pretty much trashed that file. But I picked up from that point, and I was. What you can hear now is just me setting up my recording device so it can stand free while I get ready to paint. And the bad part is that you missed what I recorded before all that. And there was some night birds calling in the night, which was kind of cool. And also this, well, I called it a truck in this recording, but it's actually a vehicle of some sort with a lousy muffler. And I heard him come in and go in, and then you'll hear him coming back and going straight through on this recording. So here you go. Okay, so getting set up to record while I paint. So a whole series of stuff. So there's some kind of delivery truck, probably a paper person. Delivering something every morning. So probably the paper person, I don't know. Anyway, so he makes his little rounds up and down my street. And I'm in the T intersection of the road. And so he comes by once, going down one place, then goes back and keeps on going the direction he was going originally. Then he does something up there. You can hear him sometimes doing stuff up there. And then he comes back down and swishes through and back out to the main road there. Let's see, what's the recording level like? That's pretty good. I hope this is good enough. I don't really want to talk this loud. It's too loud. And I'll have my respirator on, so. Unless I turn the fan on. Yeah, I don't talk that loud. That's right. I'm just trying to see what I'm supposed to do here. Record level. Increase it. Back up to there. Oh, that's way up there. Okay. So that truck's gonna come by here in a bit. So that was his third cycle through here. So I live really at the bottom of the hill, and so actually in the intersection of two hills, so in a creek, and so to my west, the hill's not so big. And to my east, that's the big hill, okay? So, you know, I'm right at the base, so that's where he starts gassing it, right there, right at the base, right where I am, and my two other neighbors. I'm not whining about it. Oh, gosh.
Stretching is really something that needs to be done. Oh, boy. Oh. Oh. That's the first thing that goes if you let it. Hear everything crack. These disposable rubber-like gloves when I paint. I don't like getting all that stuff on my hands. It's just easier. And I reuse them because they're not cheap compared to nothing, which is all some people have. So you really don't take this stuff for granted, because I think, well, I have enough for quite a while. I always keep it that way. And there we go. Cool enough in here for now. Doesn't stink too bad, but that doesn't mean there's no fumes. I got the non-stinky solvent for painting nowadays. So you don't smell it. Thing is I don't use it for cleaning. I just use it for the painting. Cleaning, I use the cheaper stuff, and it's really not, it's not just a plain solvent. It's got other stuff in it to make it dry harder and stuff. So, but it's pretty much a solvent. So, as far as the solvent's concerned, I was talking about it, and I don't recall if I talked about it on this set of recordings, but anyway, it's a certain brand, and I bought a good-sized bottle, not the smallest, the next one up, and there's another car, I don't know what they're doing. And anyway, so it started to get hard. And one of the manufacturer people said that, oh, just add some solvent to it. And so I did that, and it was pretty much gone. I wouldn't use it for anything, you know. There, I mean, it was like, ugh, it's all funky. And funky. Anyway, so I did what he said, and I found that, hey, there's something here going on here. Anyway, so I used it as a solvent, and it had a different quality altogether. Let's see, oh yeah. So I measure stuff out when I'm working, because there's no sense in mixing a lot. And I need to be painting a lot. I got a lot to do today. It's a water day. You know, it's just that. I'm still not confident about painting on it, but I guess I got an idea where I'm going. And so I just got to form something some more. But I don't want to have to really tone something down. But yeah. figure out what color that's going to be. That's the hard part. I don't know. Bluish green gray, but more on the blue side. So I introduce another pigment. Who knows? Do you want to go down that road? So I use this one kind of blue that's on the green side, and then I got the same kind of material that the blue comes from, and they make a green out of it. So, and it's going to match pretty much. Oh, I'm wondering how much they match between each maker of paint. It for now. I'm getting tired of talking. I put a time. Let's see, what time is it? Oh, yeah. 4:30 a.m. So I put a timer on my painting time here, and it went off. And I'm in the process of mixing up some more white paint. Yeah, that's probably good. Anyway, I think I still have the level a little high, don't I? Let's see. Maybe it's a good thing, I don't know. But anyway, so I'm mixing up some more white, and let's see what happens. I guess I'll be signing off here pretty soon. Let me see what time it is. 5:50. So I finished applying paint, cleaning up my brushes now, and I gotta go out and water, let the chickens out, all that sort of stuff. So have a good day.